99.1, 92.3 is FM Talk. There is
a house. It's live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Good morning, Northern Nevada.
Coffee.
Yes.
It's necessary for survival. Dinosaurs didn't have coffee. And look how they
extinct.
Yeah. Look how they turned out. They probably devolved into mice.
Because they didn't have that Starbucks caffeine.
It's 9:06. I'm John Potter. That's Jay Biggs.
Hello.
And it's our Life and Local show. What a lineup today.
Yes, absolutely. We've got Jewish Nevada. They're going to be in here about the Milk and Honey Festival. Mara Langer from them is going to be in here to talk about that festival. It's going on tomorrow. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed as smoke moves out of the valley so they can have that event that's going to be over at the McKinley Arts Center. Also, Rick Canale, our local real estate expert, is going to be in with us. Bite Me Food Truck from the Reno Public Market. They're going to be in with us.
You know that public market has been just delayed again?
Did they do it again?
Yeah, they did. Now they say November 10th.
Well, we're going to get
that
the story.
That building's just a big tease sitting out there on Plum. So November 10th, but they're going to be, I guess, one of the booths there. But the Bite Me food truck goes around town.
Yeah, they do until then. And they've got lots of events each and every weekend and a very interesting menu. Let's just say that, to say the least. And we're going to talk about it. St. John Smith, 30 on 30 for 30. He's going to be setting a world record at the Reno Academy of Combat coming up on Monday afternoon. Hopefully go out there and check him out. Chef Jacob, your friend from the shore, Marriott. He's going to be in with us to talk about food and being a chef. Maybe him and the Bite Me food truck can collaborate. That'd be kind of nice. Amanda Bloodworth, property manager, and her husband, Josh.
My favorite Facebook page.
Yeah.
She's a personality.
I'm telling you right now.
That's going to be great.
I'm very excited to have Amanda in. This is a couple years almost in the works to get her on the air with me. Let's just say that. Also, William Clark from the North State Medical Clinic. He is going to be in here a little bit later on this morning. He's going to be talking about medical marijuana cards.
Can we call him the pot doc?
No, he does not want to be known as that.
What? That's his business.
He literally told me that.
Oh. Oops.
Yeah, that's the first word that comes to mind, I guess.
It's medical marijuana, and he prescribes it, right?
Right.
Okay.
So you can say medical marijuana or cannabis. I think those are the right ways to say it nowadays. You know, you don't want to say the other words, I guess. But anyway, yeah, he's going to be in with us a little bit later on this morning to talk about cards and exactly what all goes with that, legalities and whatnot.
All right.
So, cool. John, how about some news and comment?
All right, here we go. The hottest days of summer look to be behind us. Would you believe a high in the 60s tomorrow? It's from a cool, wet weather system moving in off the Pacific that will even bring some mountain snow falling over Donner Pass late tonight into Wednesday.
I saw that.
Temperatures will fall to 20 degrees below average, and the storm is going to clear up the air a bit. Oh, that would be great. We are stuck with unhealthy levels of air again today. The current reading is 178, unhealthy. We've had so much smoke, it's like we're in a Cheech and Chong movie. But this stuff doesn't give me any munchies at all.
Right.
You know, I saw somebody walking outside with goggles on. Have you seen that? People walking with goggles on.
I have not seen them with goggles. I've seen the masks come back a little bit, and I guess those are kind of understandable, but even people say, well, that doesn't even work.
Has anybody's smoke alarm gone off? And if not, why not?
You know,
I
good
mean,
question.
I would think this would set off smoke alarms. It's so bad.
Speaking of setting off things, we're going to have to talk about this because my AC unit got regulated last night, I believe, by NV Energy.
Regulated.
My smart meter.
Oh, you give them too much power. We all do. Anyway, the smoke is all coming from the mosquito fire in Northern California. Here are the latest numbers. The fire has burned 112 square miles of land in El Dorado and Placer counties. It is so far 20% contained. It's been burning for 11 days now. Firefighters say a lot of progress has been made with help from the cooler and wetter conditions in California. Offshore to our west, Southern California cleaning up after Hurricane Kay brought mudslides down from the San Bernardino Mountains to towns east of L.A. A woman's body was just found in the debris. A Carson City school bus driver has now been arrested for letting an angry man onto his bus who wanted to confront a student. The driver, James Bluberg, was charged with suspicion of child endangerment and threatening a student and was put on leave by the school district Thursday. He was booked at the Carson City jail yesterday. This follows the arrest of Michael Baxter, who got on the bus wearing a gun holster to yell at the kid who flipped him off. He told the student he had a gun, but he later told officers he did not have one, and the bus video doesn't show it. The sheriff's office says he and the driver know each other.
You know what? This story is crazy, John, because I read this yesterday on the news, just on the news broadcast itself, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear more details on this, because, I mean, okay, first of all, the parents weren't informed right away just because of investigational work. I understand why, but, man, I'd be so upset if I found out about that. And then on top of that, apparently, yeah, they knew each other, and I was reading the story even just this morning when I woke up, checking my my phone on the toilet like everyone else. Don't snicker at me. And I'm sitting there and saying, oh, my gosh, this guy knew the other guy. He apparently got in the well of the bus and pointed at a holster, was what I was told, or what I read anyways.
Yeah.
And said, hey, you know, this is the kind of stuff that people get their head caved in for.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine being a fourth grader, a nine-year-old who just flipped the bird at some old dude and this happened? The only person, let's just say this, the only person who knew how scared I was who did my laundry, probably mom.
Well, he got the kid crying, I guess.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the kid has been, I guess, known as a bit of a troublemaker. I don't know.
Did you hear the rest of the story, though?
What's that?
So apparently on the bus cameras after this whole thing, the two guys were talking. And
it's recorded, yeah.
Yeah, and they're trying to figure out why there's no white children on the bus.
Well, again,
and I'm like, you know,
now, is that against the law here?
Well, no, I mean, believe me, I've been in the car before. I'm not racist. I don't care what anybody says. I'll just say it like Donald Trump. I'm the least racist person in the room.
I don't. If you had to ask me, it's a bit of a, dare I say, overreaction. The bus driver charged with suspicion of child endangerment and threatening a student.
If he let the
guy on
the bus.
All right, the student cried and everything, but I remember being yelled at a few times in school and crying kind of because, you know,
I
acted up.
If the weapon talk and then the stranger wasn't allowed on the bus.
Well, apparently they can't find any evidence that there was really a weapon.
Well, then that dude
pointed at the gun holster.
Yeah, that guy needs some sort of, probably doesn't need a gun license anymore. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, okay.
That's one guy. I'll take you a second.
Hey, guys, I'm wondering if the bus driver pointed out that kid was a problem to his friend and coercion, you know, not coercion, but arranged the whole thing
right,
in the first place.
Right. I know. We're getting deep in the weeds over this. I mean, I can think back as times when I was yelled at by a teacher and principal.
I was spanked in school.
Threatened and grabbed. And, yeah, spanked back then. Now, boy, you got to walk on eggshells.
Yeah, you give the evil eye to a kid and your career's over.
That's what I'm trying to.
I get it.
Yeah.
But that's part of the whole, let's say it.
Now,
I know
there
this
was
is far
an,
right,
if
cancel
there was,
culture.
Now, totally different if there was an actual gun on video and that if he pulled it out of the holster, that's a totally different story. But I just, yeah. All right. Gosh, two stories in you. Already derailed. A highly contagious bird flu has been found, first in Carson City and now in Reno. It was detected in wild geese and ducks. The flu can kill up to 95% of backyard chickens and can sicken dogs, but otherwise has a low mortality rate and hasn't affected people. Republican candidate for governor Joe Lombardo came out with an abortion stance. He says if Congress were to ever vote on an abortion ban, he would oppose it. Lombardo said since Nevada voted to make it legal, he would support the will of the people. He also said this week he supports parents having more of a voice with school matters and expanding charter schools. Election day is now 51 days away.
I'm telling you, that's the one guy you don't want in front of me, Lombardo.
You and him.
That guy is so full of it.
Now.
What? No, I'm serious. And on top, well, does it surprise you? I mean, he...
Did he, what, cut you off on 580 or something? I don't understand.
No, it's just he was such a shivering little, I can't even say the word, sitting there between Aaron Rouse and Sisolak during the October 1 shooting press conferences. I'm sorry, I can't get past that. Plus, on top of that, he donated to Sisolak.
Let's focus on
Sisolak.
So you're going to vote for the awful guy he donated to? Or
I can't vote for Fred Simon. He's not in the race anymore. That's who I would have.
Oh, you poor man.
I know.
Sparks is losing its Bed Bath & Beyond store. The building, which isn't that old, is on Los Altos Parkway at Galleria Parkway next to World Market and the Ross store. The closure is part of a nationwide shutdown of 150 Bed Bath & Beyond stores. The Reno and Carson City stores are not on the closure list.
Is that the only closure you're going to talk about in this news broadcast? Because there was another major one.
Oh, the Claim Jumper?
Yes, yesterday.
That's old news.
It's old news?
It happened a week ago.
What?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you tell us about last week?
Well, it was after the show.
I'm joking with you. But I didn't know about this until yesterday.
Yeah.
Where have I been? Am I an ostrich or something?
I saw it on Reddit, I think Sunday. Yeah. I go back with that store or restaurant when it opened up. It was the hottest thing. Everybody loved the monstrous-sized chocolate cake
with 12 layers.
And everything. Yeah. And then the wife and I went back there for happy hour. It was a ghost town. It really was. And they wouldn't honor the gift card, which tipped me off. I had a Landry's gift card. They said, we're not associated with them, but you're owned by them, right? Yes, but, well, I said the heck with it. You could tell it was about to pass on.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Too bad. Well, nice place. It had a big fireplace and everything.
It's so funny that you remember
what
the same thing
like,
I do.
What would you like there now instead? Don't say tattoo shop.
Well, you know it's gonna. You already know it's gonna become like a money loan place or something, right?
No, money loan place or a tattoo shop.
So you can get money. So you can loan somebody enough money to go to EG next door. Anyways,
The TSA is holding a job. Are we running late already?
We're pretty close.
Oh, man.
I know.
All right.
We'll get more in.
I'll run
we
this real
time.
Fast. I work hours on this and I read half of it. The TSA is holding a job fair today to find more security officers in Reno. Starting wage for TSA officers is $21.13. Oh, look at Jay's eyebrows arching. And there's a $1,000 signing bonus for new hires with another $1,000 bonus after 1 year. They have 40 full and part-time open positions for the TSA here. The recruitment session's going on right now until 2 this afternoon at the Courtyard by the Marriott Hotel on South Virginia. That's next to Magic Carpet Golf and, Total Wine.
Yep.
So I know where everything is. How far away is it from Total Wine?
Yes.
And what a combination. The Magic Carpet Miniature Golf next to Total Wine.
And see,
you couldn't have planned that better.
And see, I thought that you were going to say it was across from David's Bridal, considering all the weddings you've had.
Yes, wow. Yes.
Anyways.
Well, right. I'll wrap it up there. So,
all right. We're going to be right back. We've got Mara Langer in here. She's going to be talking to us about the Milk and Honey Festival going on tomorrow at the McKinley Arts Center with Jewish Nevada right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's live and local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. I want to encourage you to join us online, 991fmtalk.com. Also, you can go to podcasts, and you can also as well go to Facebook, and you can join us live and local with John and Jay or at On Air Conversations. And John, we have got more guests in this morning with us.
We have a big thing going on tomorrow. It's the first time it's happened in Reno. And it's the Milk and Honey Festival.
Yes.
All right. There you go. It's really really interesting. And Mara is here promoting it. And this event, I got to say, you have an eclectic list of sponsors here. We got the Atlantis, Palm Mortuary, and Reno Tahoe Limousines. That's a great combination.
Well, you know, I mean, if you have to bring the family in for the funeral, you've got to.
You know, yeah. I get these burial ads in the mail. I guess they know when you pass 65 years old. You ever see these burial, I don't know, burial insurance or buying burial plot offers in the mail? And they show like the senior couple with these big smiles looking up to the sky like they're all... They're all happy about it. It's like they're welcoming the rapture or something. Anyway, I'm getting off topic.
You are, John. By gosh. And let's talk about
the Mortuary.
The Milk and Honey Festival, which is going on. First of all, Mara Langer, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me here this morning.
Yes, it's so far for our morbid talk with John and Jay. but that being said, we are going to talk about this festival, which is supposed to be going on tomorrow. We are keeping our fingers and toes crossed that the smoke moves out with this front and we don't get any rain, because it's going on at the McKinley Arts Center, correct?
Yes, it's happening tomorrow at the McKinley Arts and Cultural Center from 2 to 5. So we're hoping that the smoke clears and the rain stays at bay, and we'll be able to be down there and have some great times. I will say that we are going to be evaluating the situation around 8 o'clock tonight. And if we need to cancel, we will let people know via our website, which is jewishnevada.org/milkandhoney, where you can go register also if you want to and find out more information. But we'll post more information there if we're going to cancel.
It could be great weather. It's going to be cooler. All that intense heat.
Yeah.
God, it's been like Death Valley with tattoo shops here.
And there'll be no morbidity at the festival. It's only a happy festival.
Yes, that is right.
Only happiness and joy.
That is right. And you know, it's funny because I didn't even know anything about this. I saw an interview you guys did. I called you up. Mm-hmm. I talked to a representative from Jewish Nevada down in Las Vegas, I believe, at first.
Yes.
And you guys represent, I didn't know this, over 70,000 Jewish Nevadans. I mean, I didn't even know there was that big of a community in Nevada, let alone, you know, here in Reno for a festival. I mean, tell us all about this. I mean, like, how, what is the Jewish community like here in Reno?
So Jewish Nevada is the Federation of Nevada, and we are the representation of the 70,000 Jews here. We're a statewide organization, and we opened up our first Northern Nevada office about a year and a half ago, and I'm here to create opportunities for people to come together to help all of our local Jewish community professionals and organizations that are here in Northern Nevada, including our three synagogues, Temple Sinai of Reno, Temple Emmanuel, and the Chabad group here.
Everybody's invited to this thing tomorrow.
Oh my goodness, everybody is invited.
And everything.
Thank you for saying
that. Let's get to the milk and honey part. Now,
okay.
You're going to actually serve variations of milk and honey at this?
Yes. So all of our food trucks, which are anything from savory
and you have seven
to
food
sweet.
Trucks, right?
We have we have seven food trucks. We have Tuk Tuk Yum Yum, nice ice cream, Olivier's French crepes. We have some delicious fresh fruit coming from different vendors, fruit pops. And then we have Rambling Libations, who's mixing up some really creative cocktails with milk and honey theme.
Cocktails.
Cocktails are available.
What kind of cocktails do you make with milk and honey?
Well,
oh, come on, John.
Come on, there's lots of varieties.
You don't know?
If you put honey in anything, it just sweetens it up and makes it delicious. Yeah. And then we also have
honey's a great antioxidant, too.
It is. It's a great oxygen.
Very healthy.
Yeah. And the theme, milk and honey, is because we are rolling into the high holidays, the Jewish high holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we eat a lot of apples and honey during Rosh Hashanah.
That is right. That is right. The apples dipped in honey. I've encountered this before a couple times as we talked about it.
And the faith is big into wine, right?
Oh, we're into all types of cocktails, yes. At Purim, there's the holiday of Purim, when we read the Book of Esther, you're supposed to drink enough that's wine or schnapps or, you know, any type of cheers to know the difference to not know the difference between the hero and the villain.
See?
After you have like four of them, you're saying?
I love the name of the holiday, Purim. Just pour them. Just keep pouring them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your religion speaks to me.
Come. Everyone is welcome. So as I've said in other situations that I want everyone to visualize Abraham's tent. Like Abraham welcomed everybody into his tent and wanted everyone to come and sit and be a part of the community. And so that's what we're trying to do as well. We're going to have a DJ Forever the Weeknd who's going to be spinning top 40 as well as Israeli hits.
Yeah.
So you can hear Israeli top music. And then also we're going to have Israeli dancing, and CeCe Gabel's coming out with some accompanying us to do her wonderful jazz vocals.
Israeli dancing. What's that like? Because I've only seen like in movies the wedding scene where they get in a circle and you hoist up somebody on a chair.
Yeah, no one's going up on a chair. Israeli dancing is
maybe on Mount Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it like?
It's cultural dancing where there's different movements and themes that
it's kind of like Greek dancing.
Kind of like Mediterranean. I mean, Israel is part of the Mediterranean culture, right? And so yes, if you think of like Greek dancing or some sort of, it's all celebratory. And so it's
fun. We're going to have that there.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow.
Milk and honey.
I got to ask you, is there going to be any lactose free options in this milk and honey festival for
people? Thank you for bringing. Yes, we have some food trucks that will have fresh fruit and different fruit options for those of people who can't.
What about pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice.
People can just
go
buy Lactaid pills.
I drove by O'Reilly Auto Parts this morning, and the sign said pumpkin spice brake pads are back.
Stop.
I mean, it sounds like they'd wear out fast, but I mean, it's crazy out there.
Pumpkin spice brake pads. That's a new one.
I can't guarantee that there'll be pumpkin, but I cannot say that there won't be. It depends on what my food vendors decide to bring out. I do also want to say some of the vendors that are coming
out. Yes, please tell us about this. Yeah, we'd love
to hear. We are going to be having Jim Blossom Jewelry, Extremely Emollients, lots of different jewelry stores or jewelry vendors coming out with beautiful pieces, Golden Owl Bookstore, Misbehavin Farms that are going to have different types of honey, local honeys and jams, Copper Cat Studios, Chabad Learning Center, the Hillel of Northern Nevada, Chabad of Northern Nevada with Aleph Academy, and I know this is your favorite, the Hebrew Cemetery.
Yeah, that's me. There you
John's going to be at the Hebrew Cemetery.
People talk about burials in cemetery. They look at me.
A lot of people don't realize we have a Jewish cemetery here, and we do.
There is.
And it's an important piece of our community.
Yet the Jewish population here is really surprisingly small. We have three synagogues in the area, and that's why the doors are wide open to everybody of any faith to come by this thing tomorrow. No admission fee, right?
No admission
fee. It's going to be a fun with the cooler weather. And if it doesn't rain or no smoke, it's going to be a fun outdoor event tomorrow at McKinley Arts Center. That's on Riverside Drive.
Yep.
At what time again?
2 to 5 p.m.
2 to 5, okay. And what's the website people can go to one more time?
So if you pre-register, you can go to the website and pre-register. You actually are put into a drawing to win a land-only version of our trip to Israel. Israel is celebrating its 75th birthday next year. So in June, we're doing Israel at 75. And if you go out to jewishnevada.org/milkandhoney, spelled out, you'll see the register link.
You know what? I got to ask you a question. You might know this or not. I have been told before, When you're Jewish and you live here in the United States and you grow up, that you actually have a paid trip to Israel before you're 25? One paid, is that true?
So there is a program, it's called Birthright. Uh-huh. And yes, if you have Jewish lineage and you're interested in taking a trip to Israel, then there is a program called Birthright where you can go for free. And Jewish Nevada is we partner with Birthright. And so you can find out more information on that at jewishnevada.org.
I thought that was very important to bring up because there might be some Jewish kids or folks out there that don't even know, because I actually had an ex-girlfriend who's Jewish that missed out on the timeline of when she could go. Man, she was upset. But anyways, Mara, thank you so much. You've been very sweet. And I really hope everything goes well for you tomorrow.
I do want to make one more comment. I really want to thank our sponsors for helping us put this event on. It means a lot to us, and we couldn't do
Palm
it without
Mortuary.
Them. Palm Mortuary is actually out of Las Vegas. They help us statewide.
Oh, okay.
But the Atlantis here, Sparks Flight Architects, Cattleman, Silverman, and Springgate, all of these wonderful, as you said, Tahoe, Reno Limousine, Hertz team, KUNR, KPBS, even you guys having us on. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
You're awesome, Mara. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's Jewish Nevada Milk and Honey Festival tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with our local real estate expert, Rick Canale, next right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now on KKFT.
So I discovered this Facebook page. You're going to like this, Rick. It's called The Lighter Side of Real Estate. Here's a post. They should make house hunting shows more realistic by having the buyer's parents swoop in at the very end to trash talk about every house they love.
Is a show like this, House Hunters, where they bring the mom along with them.
And here's another. I'd like to think I die a heroic death, but it's more likely I'll trip over a cat I'm not supposed to let out while showing a house.
I have seen that. I have experienced that.
Rick Canale is here from Remax Gold, our always guest at 9:40 in the morning. Hey, Jay. We got things to talk about in real estate.
Absolutely do with Rick. Of course, we have got a shift in the market. And the man to talk about it with us, of course, is you, Rick. So let's talk about it.
Absolutely. You know, being in this area for the last 21 years doing real estate, but living here since 1982, I just find this to be a fabulous place to live. That's why I've been here so long.
Right.
And people are still wanting to come here. And the housing market is always going to adjust, is always going to shift, and you're always going to see changes, okay? Before I get into the topic of the shifting market, let me talk a little bit about what's in the news that's really important in real estate these days and really has confused a lot of people, and that has to do with the mortgage rates. We know that the feds, are going to meet this coming Tuesday to determine if they're going to raise the basis points for the rates, okay? But people hear the feds and they go, okay, who are the feds? Well, that's the Federal Reserve Bank, they will reduce interest rates by increasing the money supply to make more money available to businesses and consumers in hope that it would stimulate faster growth. And this is sometimes referred to as easing or quantitative easing, okay? And if the prices of goods and services begin to rise faster, at a faster rate than desired, okay, by the feds, they're going to raise interest rates by decreasing the money value supply, in order to slow the economy down. And this is what they refer to as tightening or quantitative tightening, okay? And we know that mortgage rates this past week reached 6.01%, and so the demand for mortgages have fallen, and that has affected our housing market, okay? And so this has curtailed a lot of things with people wanting to buy and wanting to sell because they don't really understand what's happening.
Right.
And so this Tuesday when they meet, there's talk of them raising the basis points by 75% or 0.75. And really what that is, one basis point is 1 basis point equals 1%. All right. Now, talking to my lender partners, this does not necessarily translate into a higher mortgage rate. In fact, during recession periods, conditions like we're in now, we've actually seen mortgage rates lower. So this could have a good effect. And so let's keep our eyes on what happens Tuesday because we'll know within that day or so what's really happening.
So we're going to follow up probably next Saturday about that for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
You bet. So when we talk about a shifting market, we hear this term all the time and people I just want to make sure people understand what that means. And so on one extreme, you have a seller's market. That's when sellers have control. They can ask and demand whatever they want for prices, and sell, and buyers are going to come in and pay for it. That's what we saw here over the last couple of years. And then on the other extreme, you have a buyer's market, all right? And right. then in between, we have what we call a balanced market, all right? So a little bit of history about our market today is that we are seeing this sudden shift take place, and it's really surprising to a lot of people. And we've never really seen a market in real estate make a shift this quickly. However, it's not a bad shift, and let me explain that. I believe that we came from a completely unrealistic, crazy market where people were bailing out of the other states with a bucket full of cash, right? Bidding wars were everywhere, and bids were tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars over asking price, and that was not uncommon. But that was just not normal, and it was extremely strong seller's market. So these conditions alienated almost all the buyers except for cash buyers and what I call the truly blessed, okay? And so what we're seeing now, because of interest rates rising, because of the rising home prices, that this shifting, this very quick shift, is bringing us back to a more of a normalized market. And so it's still a seller's market because of the low supply and the high demand, but it is starting to go the other way, and it's doing it quicker than what most people think. So when we talk about how this affects everybody, mm-hmm. let's talk about home sellers. Home sellers are basically losing what I call that edge, right, that we had when this market last year was just rising, okay?
It was just like, hey, I'm putting my house on the market, you got an hour.
Right. and it was just like, it was crazy. And so as we see the inventory increase and the mortgage rates climb, like we have seen, in fact, this four-week period ending in September 11th really revealed that a 2.9-month supply of homes on the market, which is what we're experiencing now, is up from a one-month supply that we saw the same period last year. So what's this mean? Well, home prices have adjusted down and will decelerate. Now, this is different than depreciate. This is decelerate. In other words, the increase of home prices is not going to be as rapid as we saw.
Right.
All right. But because we still have that low supply and high demand, it's not going to crash and it's not going to depreciate. This is important for people to know.
So it's kind of a steady Eddie a little bit more?
It's going to be more steady. Hopefully, okay. That's what we see. Now, when we talk about 5-6%. Interest rates, mortgage interest rates, right? We're still talking about really, really good money to borrow. We really are.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, we've seen it up there at 12% before easily.
Oh, and higher.
Yeah.
Okay. And so for sellers, they just have to realize that they're going to have to adjust their prices downward, okay? Why? Because of the, when we saw this market come to us and all these buyers pulled away, they're now just starting to realize, oh, okay, this is starting to turn into a buyer's market a little bit more than what we've seen.
It takes some convincing, though, doesn't it, to get sellers to reduce the price? I mean, you can show them the neighborhood comps, and some of them will say, yeah, but my house is special, right? I mean, and also, somebody asked me, why are the home prices dipping while on Zillow, the Zestimate, what they call it, shows them increasing? You don't like Zillow, do you?
I don't have any problem with Zillow except for this one fact. And even the CEO of Zillow, when they first came out, said, do not trust our Zestimates.
Yeah, it's like...
okay, because they're not accurate. And why? They're just not familiar with the market, all right? They'll come up with numbers that they see on piece of paper, but they don't really understand the market. So don't rely on them. It's an idea of what it might be, but it's not a realistic idea.
There's a Zillow scam, by the way, I want to alert people about, where they scammers will put your house for sale by owner,
I've seen this,
on Zillow with an out-of-state phone number, and you'll see your house listed for sale because somebody took over the posting or something, and you got to contact Zillow to have it taken down, and that's not easy to do. It's like calling Apple or Facebook to do something. you know.
Exactly
so,
right.
Yeah, well, we don't like Zillow that much.
Well, if you ever have any questions about whether it's a scam or not, you know, don't rely on them. Come to your trusted realtor.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Real estate expert.
That's right. And the second point I want to talk about is the buyers, okay? Home buyers do have a little bit more power than what we've seen before the COVID came into our shores, okay? And unfortunately, it's still harder for buyers to make use of their newfound power because of the pressure of rising rates and the low number of homes that are for sale. However, what does this really mean to us, okay? In real estate, from the beginning of time that I'm aware of, okay, the market's always shift. It's gone up, it's gone down, but the value of home ownership is always going to be there. And what am I talking about value? I'm actually talking about those four parts of building wealth, which you can do in real estate. You get to enjoy the appreciation, which we're going to continue to see, although at a slower pace. You're going to have debt reduction because as you pay off the principal of your home, you're going to see that price continue to go up. And we've always seen market from just continue to rise over time. Why? Because people need a place to live, right? They don't want to rent. They want to have their own place. Now, for people who rent, that's great. There's no problem with that. But if you want to have this wealth building aspect of owning real estate, you can do it. You have tax savings, you have that appreciation, you have debt reduction, and you have the security to do whatever you'd like to do with your home. So when you're a seller, if you need to sell, you still have that question of what do I buy? Where do I go if the inventory is lower? I've got solutions for that. If you're a buyer and the inventory is low and you not sure where to find a home, I've got solutions for that as well. So if you ever have any questions about what to do with that, you can always contact me, Rick Canelli, at 775-790-0574 or through my website, Rick Has Buyers, which offers a lot of great reports for you to explore and see what your options might be.
Right.
And again, last week I offered a free market report, things to consider when selling your home, also things to consider when buying your home. You can go to Rick Has Sellers for that. And some people have taken advantage of that, which is great. I'm happy to see
it. Which you should. And those are free, right?
Those are free. You get them instantly when you go on there. You just put your information in and you get it right to your email. You can open it up right away. Boom. So it's a very good thing to do.
That's very simple, very easy. I mean, is your prediction that the market is going to kind of not flatline in any means, but I mean, just it's not going to start jumping around as much here coming up in the next year? Or do you, I mean, just what is your prediction on that?
When I do my research, when I listen to the experts, or talk about real estate economic experts who have in the past been right on. So not all experts know what they're talking about. Okay?
Well, yeah, I know.
All right. And we've seen that. Right. But when you talk
about our president,
when you talk about real estate, we listen to those people who really understand what's going on and we follow them because they have proven to be true. And in spite of everything we're seeing and we've seen inflation before, right? We've seen a lot of these conditions that we're experiencing today. So what we just really have to do is understand that this market is going to continue to be the way it is, but it's going to stabilize. And the reason why we're going to see this stabilization is I think we're going to see these interest rates continue to stabilize,
right?
And we're also going to see the need for homes for people. This is such a valuable area to people. There's so much to do here. People are flooding into this area. That's why we're seeing this, okay? Because Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Carson Valley, Dayton, Fernley, Smith Valley. There's such popular areas. Gardnerville, Minden, right? Genoa.
Oh, yeah, beautiful areas.
All these places.
Everything.
Man. There's so much offer here in the sports, in the whole area of recreation.
I agree.
Yeah, and so we need to promote that and let people know that.
Thanks.
So one last thing I want to talk about, again, is going back to that Rick's Picks.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rick's Picks. Okay, so imagine here you are wanting a home, and you want a home in a beautiful neighborhood, kind of a Mayberry style home, right?
Yeah.
Neighborhood where the kids are out in the parks playing, right? You've got cops living in the neighborhood. It's safe, right? Mm-hmm. You're close to shopping. You're close to community events. And it's, and everybody's taking care of their lawns, right? It's like that old TV shows, movies you saw where everybody's out there mowing the yard at the same time, right? And everybody's taking
care of it. Truman Show.
Right. The Truman Show. There you go. Right? So we've got a home like that in Gardenville. And again, that address is 1424 Sugar Maple Avenue. And if you want some more information on it, please contact me.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you. RickHasBuyers.com. All right, folks, we're going to be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
77 degrees for a high today. Wow. And we're talking the 60s tomorrow. And also in the forecast, now after all our intense heat, there's going to be 3 or 4 days of rain starting late Sunday. Remember when one reason people came to northern Nevada was for our great weather?
It was it's the seasons, John.
It was like a selling point.
We always have snow in September.
Oh, I know, but we're extremes. Okay, folks, the cause of death has been determined in the passing of Queen Elizabeth. It was Meghan Markle's podcast. Yes.
Sheesh.
You know, this nonstop media coverage of the Queen's funeral and Charles becoming the king. Still going. Don't tell me how it ends. I'm only on season 4.
Well, you know, it's like, man, what is that show that that's on PBS? That's the
my gosh,
Downton Abbey or something like that.
PBS, you're make this a highfalutin show.
Well, no, I don't want to talk about that.
All right,
anyway,
we're going to be talking food trucks up next.
Yeah, we got Bite Me Food Truck in, and Richard Todd's going to be in here to talk about the Reno Public Market. That's coming up next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.